Married at First Sight. I am glued to the TV at the moment, Brady. Yeah. Every night I've been watching it. I've been forcing Joseph to be watching it. But there's one person we absolutely love on the show more than anyone else, and that is Patrick.
I want someone who will love and accept me for my quirks and my uniqueness, just like I will with you. I will always put you first, support you in your goals, have your back, be there in your ups and downs, and ensure you live the happiest life possible. So let's be a team and make some history with a whole lot of fun along the way.
Oh, Patrick, you must be relieved at how much people are absolutely loving you on the show.
Geez, look at those. They were good vows, weren't they?
That was it. You've done well.
Yeah, no, it's been, you know, a good start, and been getting a lot of, you know, positive feedback from, you know, friends and whatnot. So I guess that's what we can ask for, because there's a couple of pretty rogue people on there at the moment. So,
well, I actually asked my mum about maths, because I know she watches it, and I said, oh, I'm going to talk to Patrick tomorrow. And she said, oh, no, he's a flog. I don't like
what? No, she didn't.
Honestly, whatever. She did. Wait for it. She started talking, and then she went, oh, no, hang on. No, that's the other one. No, Patrick, I really like him.
So which is the other one?
So I think some personal trainer one. Who's the personal trainer?
Yes, I'm the personal trainer.
No, she said...
This is awkward, Brady.
No, I promise you, she said that...
Was it Bryce that was the flog? Because I...
Oh, maybe. But anyway, she really likes you, Patrick. You're the one that did the feet thing in the bath, right?
Absolutely. I've started a new trend.
How much do you think you learnt about yourself from going in the show, and how much do you think you developed as far as your dating life goes?
Oh, massively. Obviously, I can't, you know, say what happens in the future, but just I think anyone who just goes through experience like this, because you live in a different world, like you're just in this kind of bubble on Married at First Sight. You're not working. You're just completely out of the loop of what's going on in the real world. So it changes you, and I think it does change you for the better once you come out of it.
Now, I was absolutely horrified watching you go homeware shopping yesterday and seeing how much you hated homeware shopping. Your bedroom must look like such a boy's bedroom in real life.
My bedroom is like white walls and a blue doona cover for my bed, and that's it.
Nice.
I love that. Is there anything that's happened in the last few episodes where you feel like there's something we haven't seen, or there's something you wish we saw that you featured in?
Not really, because I was hoping, like they did in the end, like I was hoping they were going to show the skydiving, which they did, because, you know, that was very terrifying, I must say. But in terms of others, not really. They're sort of, they're, for my storyline anyway, they've shown, you know, exactly what's been happening, which is good.
Mate, speaking of stuff behind the scenes that we might not have seen, I heard that Belinda has had a bunch of boyfriends before, and it goes against this whole thing we've been saying, she's never had a boyfriend.
I mean, look, rumours are rumours, aren't they? So, you know, I believe Belle when she says she hasn't, and yeah, and that's that. Because, look, that's what's going to happen. When you come onto a show like this, such a big site, Married at First Sight, people are just, you know, people can lie about you and, you know, talk to the media and be like, oh, by the way, he did this, he was like this, and just so they can get the name out there.
Definitely.
And we are seeing that a little bit with, you know, Jake's ex-fiancé. Even stuff with like Bryce's past is coming up. So
yes.
I'm not saying all of it's untrue. I'm just saying that people are just trying to get out there.
Now let's talk about Bryce's past, actually, if everyone doesn't
not
mind.
Again. Hey, I'm sure Patrick's seen the videos.
Go on.
Well, Crystal, I'm not going to tell
I'm
your
not
news.
Say anything.
Well, don't worry about it. We'll just move on. Everyone knows what we're talking about, don't we?
I don't think I know what you're talking about.
Well, look, let's just say this, Patrick. It's a shame that it never worked out with Crystal and Bryce, because it could have saved him having to go on maths.
Oh, wait. Are you guys the one who took the car in Jackie O? Wait, is that you or someone else?
That was us.
Oh, holy moly. Okay. Because I listened, sorry, I don't know if we're going off track here, cut me off if you need to, but
right.
I listened to that radio interview on the Car and Jackie O, and you called up and you spoke to Bryce. That was hilarious.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah, I
not
didn't
for Bryce.
Well, they made it sound like we called up, but they called us, Patrick,
yeah,
and
just
we were
for the
horrified.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Oh, well.
Well, Patrick, we're loving watching you on Married at First Sight. Well, I am. Brady doesn't watch it, so I can't wait
but
to see what else happens in the dinner parties that are to come, okay? We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you so much, guys.